これからリスニングテストを始めます。この試験では、聞き取る英語は2回流します。質問文と選択肢は、音声ではなく、すべて問題冊子に印刷されています。では始めます。4ページを開いてください。第1問。第1問は、問1から問6までの6問です。それぞれの問いについて対話を聞き、答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。
Question number 1.
Look, Katie, I just bought you this plant.
Lovely. It'll look nice in the corner by the door.
Do you mean beside the bed?
No, by the sink.
Listen again.
Look, Katie, I just bought you this plant.
Lovely. It'll look nice in the corner by the door.
Do you mean beside the bed?
No, by the sink.
Question number 2.
So, Kenny, how much do you get paid?
$50 a day.
How many days a month do you work?
Normally 8, but this month I took 2 days off.
Listen again.
So, Kenny, how much do you get paid?
$50 a day.
How many days a month do you work?
Normally 8, but this month I took 2 days off.
Question number 3.
You look tired. Too much homework?
No, Mom. I stayed up late watching TV.
You also have your college application to fill out.
I'll do it after cleaning my room.
Listen again.
You look tired. Too much homework?
No, Mom. I stayed up late watching TV.
You also have your college application to fill out.
I'll do it after cleaning my room.
Question number 4.
That's a beautiful painting.
Really?I have no idea what it means.
You don't? Well, anyway, the colors are wonderful.
True, but the painting's too abstract for me.
Listen again.
That's a beautiful painting.
Really? I have no idea what it means.
You don't?Well, anyway, the colors are wonderful.
True, but the painting's too abstract for me.
Question number 5.
I'm really enjoying the festival.
I'm glad. It's held only once every 7 years. Actually, I participated in the parade the last time.
Really? How old were you then?
10?
Listen again.
I'm really enjoying the festival.
I'm glad. It's held only once every 7 years. Actually, I participated in the parade the last time.
Really? How old were you then?
10?
Question number 6.
Have you finished packing?
Not quite. I've got clothes, sunglasses, towels.
Doesn't the hotel provide towels?
These are for the beach. Oh, I still have to get my book.
Listen Listen again.
Have you finished packing?
Not quite. I've got clothes, sunglasses, towels.
Doesn't the hotel provide towels?
These are for the beach. Oh, I still have to get my book.
これで第一問は終わりです。次の問題に進みます。第二問。第二問は問い7から問い13までの7問です。それぞれの問いについて対話を聞き、最後の発言に対する相手の応答として最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では始めます。
Question number 7.
Did you write a letter to your Uncle John?
No, but I sent an email. Grandma, nobody writes letters anymore.
Really? Is that so?
Listen again.
Did you write a letter to your Uncle John?
No, but I sent an email. Grandma, nobody writes letters anymore.
Really? Is that so?
Question number 8.
You've been on the computer for a long time tonight.
I'm trying to find a restaurant for our anniversary dinner.
How about an Italian place?
Listen again.
You've been on the computer for a long time tonight.
I'm trying to find a restaurant for our anniversary dinner.
How about an Italian place?
Question number 9.
So, where's the boss?
I don't know. She was just here.
I need to get her signature on this form.
Listen again.
So, where's the boss?
I don't know. She was just here.
I need to get her signature on this form.
Question number 10.
Carol, are you free this weekend?
Maybe. How come?
I'm going to see a play at the new theater on Saturday night, and I was wondering if you can come.
Listen again.
Carol, are you free this weekend?
Maybe. How come?
I'm going to see a play at the new theater on Saturday night, and I was wondering if you can come.
Question number 11.
Amazing. I can't believe how fast you can type.
I've been doing it almost every day since high school.
I've been trying to improve my typing speed, but it's difficult.
Listen again.
Amazing. I can't believe how fast you can type.
I've been doing it almost every day since high school.
I've been trying to improve my typing speed, but it's difficult.
Question number 12.
Did you try natto while you were in Japan?
Yes, it tasted so...
So strange. It smells kind of nasty as well.
Listen again.
Did you try natto while you were in Japan?
Yes, it tasted so...
So strange. It smells kind of nasty as well.
Question number 13.
Are you coming to the party tonight?
Yeah, I can't wait to see Susan and Chris there.
I'm afraid they've already left for Brazil.
Listen again.
Are you coming to the party tonight?
Yeah, I can't wait to see Susan and Chris there.
I'm afraid they've already left for Brazil.
これで第2問は終わりです。次の問題に進みます。第3問。第3問は A と B の2つの部分に分かれています。第3問 A。第3問 A は問14から問16までの3問です。それぞれの問いについて対話を聞き、答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では始めます。
Question number 14.
This pamphlet explains why summer heat can be dangerous to our health.
What does it say?
The biggest problem is high humidity.
Why is that?
It makes it hard for the body to cool down.
What does it say we can do?
Avoid exercising too much and drink plenty of water.
Listen again.
This pamphlet explains why summer heat can be dangerous to our health.
What does it say?
The biggest problem is high humidity.
Why is that?
It makes it hard for the body to cool down.
What does it say we can do?
Avoid exercising too much and drink plenty of water.
Question number 15.
Another delay?
Yeah, till 2:45. But they didn't say why the flight is delayed.
How are we going to kill time?
Drink some coffee?
If I have any more, I won't be able to sleep tonight.
Eat something?
We've just had lunch.
How about something sweet, like cheesecake?
Well...
Listen again.
Another delay?
Yeah, till 2:45. But they didn't say why the flight is delayed.
How are we going to kill time?
Drink some coffee?
If I have any more, I won't be able to sleep tonight.
Eat something?
We've just had lunch.
How about something sweet, like cheesecake?
Well...
Question number 16.
Could you take out the garbage?
Sure, which kind? I see cans, paper, plastics, and glass.
Well, it's the second Saturday today, so everything except plastics.
But didn't you say the collection schedule had been changed?
Oh, yeah. Let me check. Oh, don't take the paper either.
Listen again.
Could you take out the garbage?
Sure, which kind? I see cans, paper, plastics, and glass.
Well, it's the second Saturday today, so everything except plastics.
But didn't you say the collection schedule had been changed?
Oh, yeah. Let me check. Oh, don't take the paper either.
これで第3問 A は終わりです。次の問題に進みます。第3問 B。第3問 B は問17から問19までの3問です。長めの対話を一つ聞き、問17から問19の答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。 対話の場面が問題冊子に書かれているので、今読みなさい。では始めます。
Questions number 17 to 19.
These courses look great, don't they?
Yeah, they all offer the chance to learn a foreign language and focus on other things too.
Oh, I like this one. I could practice my ball handling and improve my French.
Right. Or with this one, you could climb mountains and learn German.
Here's one that focuses on photography. It looks like it'd be nature photography, especially animals.
That sounds really exciting. Look, here's one where you can learn ethnic dance. That appeals to me too, and it's closer to Japan.
I don't mind going farther away, especially if it's cool in summer.
Then that means mountain climbing or basketball.
I don't think I'm ready to start another foreign language, so I guess I'll stick with my first idea. How about you?
I want to try something challenging, and I like the heat and nature, so I think I'll go for that one.
Listen again.
These courses look great, don't they?
Yeah. They all offer the chance to learn a foreign language and focus on other things, too.
Oh, I like this one. I could practice my ball handling and improve my French.
Right. Or with this one, you could climb mountains and learn German.
Here's one that focuses on photography. It looks like it'd be nature photography, especially animals.
That sounds really exciting. Look, here's one where you can learn ethnic dance. That appeals to me, too, and it's closer to Japan.
I don't mind going farther away, especially if it's cool in summer.
Then that means mountain climbing or basketball.
I don't think I'm ready to start another foreign language, so I guess I'll stick with my first idea. How about you?
I want to try something challenging, and I like the heat and nature, so I think I'll go for that one.
これで第3問 B は終わりです。次の問題に進みます。第4問。第4問も A と B の2つの部分に分かれています。どちらも長めの英文を聞き、3つの問いに答えなさい。第4問 A。第4問 A は問い20から問い22までの3問です。長めの英文を1つ聞き、問い20から問い22の答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では始めます。
Questions number 20 to 22.
A popular ride at many amusement parks is the Ferris wheel, a giant vertical wheel with seats giving passengers great panoramic views. It was named after its American inventor, George Ferris. Ferris was born in Illinois in 1859. He studied civil engineering, and he became well known for building and designing railroads, bridges, and tunnels. What he is mainly remembered for, however, is his attempt to design something more impressive than France's Eiffel Tower. In the 1889 World's Fair in Paris, the Eiffel Tower was considered a technological masterpiece. The next World's Fair was to be held 4 years later in Chicago, and the organizers asked engineers to think of exciting ideas that would make their fair memorable. Ferris proposed a 76-meter-high steel wheel with 36 cars that could each hold 60 people. His proposal was rejected originally, because the organizers thought it was dangerous, costly, and unrealistic. However, he proved that it would be safe and raised money to build it. Then his proposal was approved and the wheel was built. During the fair, about 10,000 people rode it daily. Unfortunately, Ferris died soon after the fair ended. Nevertheless, his name lives on today in many amusement parks around the world.
Listen again.
A popular ride at many amusement parks is the Ferris wheel, a giant vertical wheel with seats giving passengers great panoramic views. It was named after its American inventor, George Ferris. Ferris was born in Illinois in 1859. He studied civil engineering, and he became well known for building and designing railroads, bridges, and tunnels. What he is mainly remembered for, however, is his attempt to design something more impressive than France's Eiffel Tower. In the 1889 World's Fair in Paris, the Eiffel Tower was considered a technological masterpiece. The next World's Fair was to be held 4 years later in Chicago, and the organizers asked engineers to think of exciting ideas that would make their fair memorable. Ferris proposed a 76-meter-high steel wheel with 36 cars that could each hold 60 people. His proposal was rejected originally because the organizers thought it was dangerous, costly, and unrealistic. However, he proved that it would be safe and raised money to build it. Then his proposal was approved and the wheel was built. During the fair, about 10,000 people rode it daily. Unfortunately, Ferris died soon after the fair ended. Nevertheless, his name lives on today in many amusement parks around the world.
これで第4問 A は終わりです。次の問題に進みます。第4問 B。第4問 B は、問23から問25までの3問です。長めの会話を一つ聞き、問23から問25の答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。会話の場面が問題冊子に書かれているので、今読みなさい。では始めます。
Questions number 23 to 25.
Okay, so next, let's talk about what kinds of pets should be allowed. What if someone wants to keep something dangerous, like a snake or a monkey? What do you think, David?
I'm not sure how many people would want to keep monkeys, Maria, but it's a good idea to make a list of acceptable pets. In principle, I think most small pets, especially those in cages, like hamsters, turtles, birds, or even snakes, should be allowed. Most snakes aren't poisonous anyway. The main thing is that the pets should be small, especially dogs. Big dogs could cause trouble. What if they bite someone? What if they're noisy? Don't you agree, Hannah?
Well, David, I agree that we shouldn't allow any dangerous animals in the building, but I don't think they have to be small. Big dogs aren't necessarily noisier than small ones. My grandmother has a small dog that barks all the time. Some big dogs are very calm and quiet.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm worried that people will complain about pets in the elevators, especially if they're afraid of animals. Or if they have allergies like me. I'm allergic to dogs. Actually, pet owners should probably use the stairs.
Well, I live on the 10th floor. I don't think we can ask pet owners to climb the stairs above the 3rd floor.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I didn't think of that. Oh, There are two elevators. Pets could be allowed in one, but not the other. We could put signs for one elevator that say, "No pets allowed."
I like that idea. That would be easy to do. So we'll take our ideas to the residents' meeting tomorrow and see what everyone else says.
Sounds good. But it might be hard to get everyone to agree.
Listen again.
Okay, so next, let's talk about what kinds of pets should be allowed. What if someone wants to keep something dangerous, like a snake or a monkey? What do you think, David?
I'm not sure how many people would want to keep monkeys, Maria, but it's a good idea to make a list of acceptable pets. In principle, I think most small pets, especially those in cages, like hamsters, turtles, birds, or even snakes, should be allowed. Most snakes aren't poisonous anyway. The main thing is that the pets should be small, especially dogs. Big dogs could cause trouble. What if they bite someone? What if they're noisy? Don't you agree, Hannah?
Well, David, I agree that we shouldn't allow any dangerous animals in the building, but I don't think they have to be small. Big dogs aren't necessarily noisier than small ones. My grandmother has a small dog that barks all the time. Some big dogs are very calm and quiet.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm worried that people will complain about pets in the elevators, especially if they're afraid of animals, or if they have allergies like me. I'm allergic to dogs. Actually, pet owners should probably use the stairs.
Well, I live on the 10th floor. I don't think we can ask pet owners to climb the stairs above the 3rd floor.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I didn't think of that. Oh, there are two elevators. Pets could be allowed in one, but not the other. We could put signs for one elevator that say, "No pets allowed."
I like that idea. That would be easy to do. So we'll take our ideas to the residents' meeting tomorrow and see what everyone else says.
Sounds good, but it might be hard to get everyone to agree.
これで問題を聞く部分はすべて終わりです。この後は監督者の回答やめの指示があるまで回答を続けることができます。これからイヤホンを外してもらいます。その時にイヤホンが机に当たって音を立てないよう注意してください。では、イヤホンを耳から外し、静かに机の上に置いてください。